Hey, it's Lisa Carlin from Attacking Third to tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend. The Hyundai Santa Fe features available all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, plus available dual wireless charging pads, ensuring that you can take on any adventure. It's ski season, and with the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, I can easily load the car with all my gear plus my friends in the third row and make it right to the base of the slopes with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Attacking Third, a CBS Sports Soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Herrera, lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports. Joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host Lisa Roman, NWSL analyst and broadcaster. On this episode, we have a special interview ahead of the 2023 NWSL season. So be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube so that you never miss whenever we go live or our exclusive interviews. Today, we welcome Orlando Pride forward, Allie Watt. Allie, welcome to the show. Your first time here with us. How are you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me.
We were so excited when we found out that we were going to chat with you, because we were just like, you know, we haven't had on the show, because we've talked to a ton of players and we've talked to a ton of folks from Orlando. But we're like, we haven't talked to Allie Watt. So we're excited.
We picked you. We were like, we want Allie. Can we get her?
Yeah, we were like, we want to chat with Allie Watt. So big timing. Timing is the key here, because preseason is almost done. And we're just literal days away from the start of the season. So let's just start there. Let's just bring the energy. How's the team doing? What's the vibe? What's the energy around the team right now heading into opening weekend?
It is so good. We have been just so excited to get through preseason. It was a hard preseason, but it's been so good. And just the chemistry of this team, I am super excited of what we have to do on the field. Our preseason games were really good, and we are displaying so much of ourselves, but like, we have so much room to grow. So that's really exciting coming into season, and hopefully we'll be peaking at the right times. But what we've been creating here has been amazing, and so good to be part of it and just to see the results happening already, and just excited for more to come.
Your smile said it all. For those that are just listening as a podcast, you, Allie, you just got the biggest smile on your face when you were like, season is here, preseason is done, we're ready to go. But for you, as a player coming into a second-ish season with Orlando, you spent the last couple months of the 2022 season with the Pride. But what are some aspects of your game that you worked on this offseason that you're looking to build upon for this year?
It's just getting more scoring opportunities and to be that 90-minute player to push towards that. Just my role has been just shifted at one point to come here. So then I'm really excited to finally just be myself more and just to grow into myself and just discovering myself as an athlete again. I think coming back from injury when I was at Seattle and just trying to find myself again, it's just been a difficult journey. But having Seb, Giles, and Yo here, our new coaching staff, and they really have taken control and helping us find identity as a team, has been helping me find my identity. And so growing back into me. And so I haven't felt more like myself since injury. So that's just more exciting for me.
You know, it's interesting to sort of hear you chat about that a little bit, because, you know, this is actually technically, this is like your first full preseason with the Pride, because you arrived midseason last year. Now you can look back at this very lengthy offseason. We were just chatting a bit off mic about it, how it's almost like been 150 days, but now you can look back and say, okay, check. I've got an entire preseason with this club. So for you, what are maybe some key takeaways for you over the offseason and preseason with this club? Because we've heard a lot about how and seen a lot about how so many NWSL teams have actually gone to Florida to navigate their preseasons. But you're with Orlando, you're with them, and you've got the full 140 plus days with them. And what's something that has resonated with you in preparations for this regular season?
Just to really depend on my teammates to uplift me and each other, because I think everyone has those hard days. We have the hard trainings, we have the fitness sessions, like brutal. but just to make sure we're together and to lift each other up and just be that good teammate. And that's the culture we have here. It's been so good with the rookies coming in. They've been helping create the culture as well. And honestly, I feel like a rookie. You said it's my first preseason here. And so they'll be asking me questions. I'm like, girl, I don't know. I'm here too. Like, I just got here. So, but just like growing together from just in the beginning to now and just seeing that growth has been amazing as a team. So I think just really just being so united this year is so important with us, especially as like a whole culture for the whole league. It's been a lot rough couple of years for the league, and that's an understatement really. So I think having all of our teams united and just really within ourselves and as unity and just be together, I think is something we all, each team needs to take into hand and as a whole entire league. But definitely here, the culture and the unity we have here has been so good. And it's just been so happy here.
That is so good to hear. It really is. And with all that good culture comes a lot of good, new, exciting things that come with the club. And with the start of a new season, we've been seeing kits rolling out from various clubs. Orlando had one earlier with their white kit, but now we get another one from Orlando Pride, the newest kit, the Highway Woman kit. It's all purple, designed by the iconic Florida artist, Marianne Carroll. There are so many cool aspects of this. You got to be part of the rollout video, the photo shoot, but let's start with the kit itself. What do you think of it? How did this come about?
I love it. I remember when we first walked in to, it was like early preseason, end of off season, like we come in early to do some trainings. And I just remember walking into our equipment room and we're like, oh, we have new jerseys. We're like, oh my gosh, we're getting rid of the purple. They're like, oh no, we're not getting rid of the purple. And we loved our purple jerseys last year because it was so sick with the galaxy and space. But then they showed us these new ones. And I'm a huge fan of purple. I love purple. So they showed these new ones. And I was like, it's like a nice plum dark purple. It's like, this is going to look so nice. So I'm really excited for the all purple. It's going to look so cool. And then the story behind it's amazing. And just to be able to feature such an iconic artist and just carry her work and just carry this, her story of she broke so many barriers, and just to be able to have that with us every time we're on the field, it's just good to have the story and history with it as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You know, I want to like stick with the kit energy, but I want to pivot to the Luna kit a little bit.
Because
while the Highway Woman kit is we're celebrating that today, and we all love purple here, not just you. They made the team made some adjustments to the Luna kit as well. Yeah. And I thought that was really cool. And I wanted to get some of your perspectives on this as well, because some of the tweaks that they did, they acknowledged some of the difficulties in reading the numbers and the letters in last year's kit. So they said, hey, we hear you. Mm-hmm. We're going to make this easier to make sure you see our players and their numbers and their names. But they also talked about making a shift with the white shorts. So this is the secondary kit, the away kit, and it's going to feature black shorts now. And part of the reasoning behind the shift in this was to address period concerns within sport. So I just wanted to sort of hear your perspectives on this, and then the club's move to pivot to the black shorts, because you were one of the players that was kind of like everywhere in this role. Like, we noticed like the photo assets that came through, it's like Ali Watt, like with the hands on the hips and stuff like that, like showing off like all of the new lettering and the black shorts. So just wanted to get your perspectives on this recent shift, because it's not the first time we've seen like teams maybe pivot to a darker color short, but this is the first time that we saw directly from a club make a statement like, hey, we're making this move because of these concerns.
I was wondering why it takes so long, because this has been a problem. I remember vividly in like high school soccer of girls freaking out of like, oh my gosh, I just like period concerns of like, what if I'm bleeding through? And just you're shifted, your mind is focused on other things, and you're just so worried about that. And it's just a women thing. Like, it's just a natural process part of our body, but we're like so scared and ashamed of it to show. And like, it would just be just like always on your mind. Like, oh my gosh, wait, am I showing like all this stuff? So I'm like, why did it take so long for us to be black kids from shorts? Like, it just feels like it should be like common, like I don't want to say common sense, but it's just give us like the reassurance and the safety to just be, to perform. That's what we should focus on. Not to be like, oh my gosh, on national television, can someone see my shorts? Can someone see me bleeding through possibly? Like, all that is just concerns that we're always in our heads. And like, we have to check our teammates. She's like, am I showing? I'm like, no, I think you're good. But like, she's like, oh, wait, I did bleed through. I was like, I don't think someone saw it because you're running around on TV and hopefully it's not seen. So like, it's such a genuine concern. And I just wonder why it did take so long. But being part of that movement and that statement of, we're just going to end it. Just end it now. We should not even have just any light color shorts, gray, shades of variations of white. Like, I think should be completely off the table at this point because it's going to show. So we have our black kits and then we'll have the dark purple. So you're not seeing anything.
I love it. I mean, you're right. Why did it take this long to happen? But I think we're seeing with Orlando Pride being the first one to be very vocal and very open about not only the fact that they're changing to black shorts, but why and the reasoning behind it. I think it'll start like that snowball trickle down effect, not only throughout the NWSL, but youth soccer as well. Like, that's when a lot of those insecurities come through most genuinely, through young girls and women. I want to shift back a little bit to the Highway Woman kit, because I, like you, purple is like my number one color. I love it. I'm so excited about it. And in the rollout video that the Pride put out, there are players, yourself included, that are painting, paying homage to Mary Ann Carroll, the artist in this. There's a lot of different players painting: Marta, Adriana, you, Haley, Messiah, Emily, Viviana, Cariobello. So what were you painting in this picture? And I've got to know, who was the best artist?
Ooh, we weren't going like a stream painting. If we want to talk about that, that could be a separate video, because like, we have our own little hobbies and whatnot just to fool around. But it was like a canvas behind like the main part of where we were filming for like most of the shots. And we're like in a frame because we're the artwork, of course, we're honoring an artist. And we're displaying her artwork with our jerseys. And we're just in the back painting like orange on this back canvas and just having these big strokes, little strokes, just different variations. And we didn't get too elaborate with it, but like, I was getting paint on my hands and we had to make sure we were not getting them on the jersey and the shorts. We were panicking with that, make sure we were not getting anything dirty. But it was like just massive canvas behind us that we eventually like shifted to. And then there was like a group one and a group two. So I think group one's painting might be in the display back of group two. Have not seen the video yet. That would be really soon. So, but I'm really excited, but it was fun. It was so much fun. Got some paint on all my nails and whatnot. So I had to scrub that off later.
So do you have an artistic background? Is this something that you were like, yes, give me the paintbrush, I've got an idea?
No, that wasn't their idea. Like, I have a couple of teammates, like back a little bit ago, we would do like paint nights while we watch Bachelor. So, and I need to watch that tonight, but we only watch Bachelor. So we actually would like do polls. So like, it was back with like, with one of our teams, we'll put polls on our Instagrams about like our paintings, and they actually did really well. And we actually like, wait, Loki, like some people have some like talent we just didn't know about. And then we had like all display in our apartment. It was so much fun, but it was a subtle flex, but we just kept it really private to ourselves and little occasional Instagram stories.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I guess that's my follow-up. So you you have an art project. It's due. That's the assignment for the week for the club. No. Who are you like looking to grab for your art project teammate?
Who's the most creative on our team? Oh my gosh, this is the stressful one. I feel like I want to say Carly Nelson. She's like low-key probably super good at it.
Okay. All right.
That's the kind of vibe I'm getting for her. She's a creative mind. So right. I think she would do really well. I will ask her after this, though, if I could depend on her, but I'm putting my money on her. I think Carabella could do some good stuff. Clary has some like good handwriting. Like it is calligraphy, good handwriting. It should be a font on a typing on a keyboard and a Word document. She could be really good too.
That's the key to being artistic, right? You've got to get the handwriting down, the penmanship.
Perfect handwriting. Like it's actually impressive. I was like, dang, is that a font? Is this typing right now?
Just have that creative mind and that's where you're going to go. So we're chatting up the kits. The team is gearing up to rock the new kits in just a few days. The regular season kicking off very, very soon. What are some things that you're excited about this upcoming match, specifically against Portland Thorns? It's a big game going up against the reigning champions.
They are the reigning champions and they're very far away across the country. So we're just making sure we're getting there like early and get to adjusted to the West Coast because it is going to be weird being some like chilly-ish kind of weather. It has been nice and sunny here in Orlando. But I think just like going with the mindset of like, we are a new team this year and we have this new identity and we're going to show it and we're going to come running at you. We don't care who's on the other side of that field. We're going to be who we are. And we have some new things going on, new chemistry, new fluidity on the team. And Portland is a very good side. They have historically been a good side, reigning champions. So we need to prepare for that, but just we need to have the mindset, just we need to be us. We need to be the new us, and the new us is awesome.
I love the fact that it sounds like Orlando is turning this page. And in head coach Seb Hines, this was his first full preseason with the team, a draft class that he got to draft and pick himself. And now, as you just said, like the team is establishing this foundation and a new identity for this year. So how would you describe the team's identity for 2023?
We just want to be relentless and just have no fear and just... I just want to say I don't give a like bleep it out. Like I don't give a F attitude of we're here to rock it. It's like the identity. We are here and we're going to make a statement is kind of what I think we're kind of establishing and we're doing it together. I think that's the bigger part too. Just we are united and we are as one and we are a new team and we are one team is what I think we're trying to really go with this year. Cause last year for the organization, it was rough, but this year we are united and we are creating a great culture. I think it's first starting with our GM, Haley, she's been amazing. And then Seb, Giles, and Yo, and everyone, all the staff has been doing really good at buying into it as well.
It's really cool to hear that, whether we're talking to Hines, the head coach, or Carter, or players like yourself, to sort of tap into that energy. Like there's a very common thread, no matter who we're speaking with, about the club and the direction that it's going in right now, because it has sort of felt like in years past that Orlando was like just constantly trying to hit like this rebuild button. And it's like, it was always the button that was reset, like at the beginning of every season. So I'm with you and I'm feeling that in terms of like, there's something to maybe fear a little bit about a team that's got nothing to lose at this point, you know? So for yourself though, like maybe outside of like the team for personal goals, you know, as an attacker, like naturally personal goals might be to try to score and rack up assists and stuff like that for the team. But what's something that you would like to check off your list, whether it is on the pitch or even something personally off the field this year?
I would love to have an injury-free year. I almost made it last year, broke my wrist in the second to last game. I was like, darn it. My goal is to come out of this healthy as possible and just a better Ally and just a more Ally. Is the best way I could describe it. Just like be closer to myself as I am as a player and just even surpass that and just be better and just be the best. Any role I will be on this team, if it's a sub, a starter, whatever it is to be a goal scorer. I just want to be the most efficient Ally I can be.
I love that. But yeah.
Injury free is the goal.
Injury free. I mean, it's a real concern, especially for you, someone that has faced so much adversity. Being at Orlando now throughout the entirety of the preseason and the offseason, is there anything that you've added to your warm-up or your recovery routine or your off-day recovery that is kind of helping you focus on staying injury free?
It is okay to go and get extra love from your athletic trainers and go and do extra PT, or I call it knee habbing. I am refusing to ever have bad knees or knee issues. So I'm always working on my quads, making sure they're firing and ready before every game, like doing BFR and all that stuff, but just making sure that I'm trying to be as proactive as possible from any knee injuries, hamstring injuries. The wrist is a tough one because that just happened with contact with the ball. So you're just unlucky sometimes. I was in my brace for a really long time. I just finally got out of my brace and I will be taping it this year, but just try to be as proactive, and it's okay to get extra love and just be honest with your body. I think it's something I've learned, just to don't always try to tough it out. Just listen to it, but try to be ahead of the game is what I've been trying to do. So we've been working super hard on making sure my knee is just okay. Like, I know I'm going to always have issues with it, but we're just always going to make it tolerable and just maintain it as it is.
Hit that knee habbing. I love that.
We don't do rehab. We do knee habbing here. That is my thing.
I love it. I love it. For the NWSL, this will be the 11th year of the league. And although it's only your first full preseason at Orlando, and you're heading into your second-ish season there with the club, but this is your fourth year in the NWSL. And there are a number of younger players, rookies, second-year players on the Pride this year. What advice would you give them about starting their first season in this league?
Don't forget why you're here. If you got drafted here, they want you here for a reason. You have the talent to show it. Be completely okay with just being yourself. You contribute something to this team. Every single one of us contributes something differently to this team. Own it and just be fearless on the field and just be who you are. And I think that's where I really think I'm, like, just looking back now in my career, I'm just like, I wish I was more to that when I was first coming in. And, like, obviously, like, early in my career, it was just like injuries and just trying to, like, get through that. But, like, just don't be scared to be who you are, because you're here for a reason. You're on this team for a reason, and we love you as a, like, speaking to them, or like my rookies or whoever, all the young players, like, we love you who you are, and you contribute so much to the team on and off the field. So just run with it. We got your back no matter what.
Can you give me advice every day? Like, I want this.
I'm over here like, wow, I'm so ready for the regular season. Like, Ali Watt just gave us a pep talk. Let's go.
And the thing is, we learn so much from them too. They help lift me up all the time. There's some good energy. We have some funny rookies, and they're freaking amazing though. I love them.
All right. We'll have to keep an eye on them as the regular season kicks off. Ali, we normally try to wrap these up with maybe like a little, just some one-off kind of fun questions. We don't want to take up too much more of your time, but with all the preparation, we always hear about the importance of routine for players. So we always try to close out with a question about, like, whether what's your go-to coffee order, or if you're not a non-coffee drinker, what is that, like, pre-game or post-training beverage you got to have, or that pre-game or post-training or post-game type of food or snack that you got to have?
Post-game, we have like BCAAs and like a type of juice. I think it's cherry juice for most days. That is the best cocktail I've ever had in my life. I love that thing. We call it recovery cocktails, and I love it. But prior to a game though, Julie Doyle's my roommate, and we have started this ritual of pickles and Britney. So we always have a pickle before we leave the apartment going to a game, and we had to listen to Britney Spears. That is our new routine, and it's worked for us so far. So hopefully it stays well. But yeah, pickles.
Is there like a, I love pickles and Britney. Is there like a go-to Britney song we're going to? Like, what album are we picking off of?
All of them. Just any of them. Like, Toxic and Womanizer has to be in it, is my opinion. Wow. But she's like, can we do Britney Spears? Like, yeah. Why are we not going to listen to the iconic Britney Spears and get in that mood to go?
I love it.
So ultimately Julie, and then Julie's like, I need my pickles. And I was like, I need my pickles too. We're not trying to cramp here. So that's our little ritual. And then I love a good recovery cocktail is what we call it here.
I've never had pickles. I eat pickles literally all the time. I've never had one of these recovery cocktails. I'm going to see what we can do here, Sandra. We'll see if we can get us some.
It's so good.
Look, man, I'm here for the Britney Spears and the pickles, the unofficial mascots and the anthems for Orlando Pride in 2023. I love it. Everybody, thanks for listening so much. And to the episode, Nally, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you and the Orlando Pride this season. Everybody, download, follow, and listen to us anywhere you get your podcast. You can watch us too. Subscribe to us on YouTube to get alerts for whenever we go live. YouTube.com/Attacking Third. For Sandra Reda, Lisa Roman, and Ali Watt, this was Attacking Third.
world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!